that he's done and the wonderful great things, and how that he is the God of love that many of us, I guess probably everyone here, knows the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And, you know, we see here, and I'm thankful, and you know, it's wonderful to be a child of God. I enjoyed listening to Sister Holland's testimony about how the Lord saved her, and how wonderful it is to know that you have a better home in heaven, that you have a place that has been prepared for you by the Creator of all.
Amen.
That you can go and dwell forever. A wonderful place. And so, and it's wonderful how that Jesus does many wondrous things and many wondrous works. He turned the water into wine. He walked upon the water. And he healed the lame and the blind and the deaf, and caused even the dead to arise again. And I tell you that is the kind of God that I serve. My friend, he's all powerful tonight. So he's done many wonderful things. The best and the greatest thing that he ever done was the work he did at Calvary.
Amen.
You see, the Bible says that, and we notice in Genesis that Adam transgressed the law, and he sinned, he disobeyed God. There comes a time, just as Adam and Eve, there was a time there when they partook of that fruit that their eyes were open. There comes a time in each of our lives. You know, some of us younger, some of us older. Some I've heard say that didn't feel lost until they were all up in age. I'm pretty young myself. When we realize that we're lost.
Man.
But here's what I want to get to tonight. As one Christ Jesus, to live and die for us.
Amen.
That we might have everlasting life. That we might escape hell. I believe Brother Taylor, I heard that he preached on hell here just a few weeks ago. And so, but we look at that, and I want to look at the flip side. See here in the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, and see, it says in about the 39th verse, said, "See now that I am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven. Now this is God doing the talking here. My friend, listen. He said, there's no other God with me. And that's a little G. You know, there's no other God. There's peoples on this earth that my friend, they worship. You go over there and you look at the ancient Egyptians and the Greeks and the Romans, and they have a God of fertility and a sun god and a moon goddess and all kinds of stuff that they worshiped. But I'm telling you, there's only one God.
Amen.
You know, some of the brothers, I remember them talking about that. They come up and they were talking about that, that they had a saying, I believe it was among the Hindus. It says that all rivers lead to the sea. And what they were trying to say is that whichever course you decide to go, it's all going to the same. But I'm telling you, that's a falsehood tonight. Brother, there's only one way to heaven.
Amen.
There's only one way to obtain forgiveness of sins, and that is through the risen Savior, the Lamb of God, that bled and died for the sins of the world.
Amen.
But what about, and I'm thankful, I believe probably there's a lot more saved people here than there are lost. And I tell you what, I hope that changes before the night over, that we're all saved people here. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen.
Oh, that'd be good if everybody could walk out of this house today bound for heaven.
Amen.
And that could be possible.
Amen.
It could be possible. How about we see here? He said, "For I lift up my hand in to heaven, and I say, I'll live forever." There's a lot of people that are worshiping things that are no gods.
Amen.
And it says they have eyes and see not, have ears and hear not, they have mouths and speak not. My friend, there's people that's worshiping themselves. My friend, they're worshiping the creation more than the Creator. But I tell you, brother, I'm glad tonight that I'm worshiping the Creator.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm glad tonight that I'm worshiping the one that hung the world upon nothing. My friend, He set it in motion. He divided the waters from the land. And my friend, He created the mountains and the streams. And He created it all.
Amen.
Every fish that swims the ocean or the lakes or the streams, the creeks, the rivers. God created the lineage of those animals. He created the beast that walk out in the fields or in the woods. He created the birds. Without God, none of this would exist.
Right.
Without God, we wouldn't exist. I'm telling you, my friend, He's almighty. I believe it is, if I can remember You know, that's why God has deemed it through the foolishness of preaching. Oh, that we would hear the gospel and be saved. And when we hear preaching of God's word, when we hear the laws of God that demands a life, it demands a sacrifice, it demands a life, friend, a penalty for sin. Says, for the wages of sin is death. That it causes trouble to set up in our hearts. And we begin to seek and feel after God. Oh, let me tell you, He is almighty today. The thing is that He's small enough, I want you to know that I'm not saying God's small enough, but He's able to work very intricate matters in man's heart. He's able to work in the hearts of men. He set it in motion. The one that created all things is as big as this world is. You know, I can go out and been to the ocean a few times, and I can look out there at that great blue. And you know, for the first time ever, I got to go out in the middle of the ocean this last year on the boat. And everywhere you look, turn around, and there was just water as far as you can see over there. You turn around over here, and there's water as far as you can see. He knows you. He sees you. You're the leader. But listen, I want you to know that God has taken notice of you. He sees you, my friend. But He is the Almighty. What we think, and we heard, the atomic bombs were dropped before my time. You know, but I heard the great destruction, the great power the force of those explosions, and how they just wiped out whole cities and killed thousands upon thousands. But brother, let me tell you something. God is more powerful than any bomb. I'm telling you, the scripture says that He's going to call this old world to the end. One day after a while. He created it, and brother, He's going to put a stop to it. Man. He set time in motion, my friend. He created time. He's going to declare one day that time shall be no more.
Amen.
Yep. I'm telling you, He's going to call it to an end. He's going to destroy this earth. It says the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Amen.
You know, here's what I desire. I tell you what, when I was lost, I was troubled. I'd go to home, you know, at night, and I'd lay on my bed and cry at night. And my mom or my dad would hear me, and they'd come in there and ask, you know, what was wrong? I said, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. But you know, but then, it got on down, and revival come up in 1977. Brother Harold Dean Limble was a pastor, and Brother T. Porter was helping. And he come, my friend, and he, one Thursday night, when the Lord saved my soul. Brother, and now Brother Porter didn't save my soul, but let me tell you, he preached a message that convicted my heart. He preached about hell. And I knew from that word, and the Spirit of God took that word and it made it alive. And brother, it was real to me. And I knew that He was preaching me the truth. I knew that I was a sinner. He preached on the torments of hell. I knew that I was a sinner. And I tell you what, I became afraid. Godly sorrow set up in my heart. because I knew. And you that are lost, you're in the same condition that I was in that night. Because I knew that if I die in that condition, you know, I've heard people and I've talked to people, you know, and you know, you talk to them and they say, well, you know, said, I don't believe a loving God would cast someone into hell. I tell you today, my friend, He is a loving God, but brother, He's a holy God, He's a just God, He's an almighty God, and those that fail, let me tell you, I can see. You know, to give you a little inkling, I've got 3 children. I love them all dearly. You know, and I thank God sent His only begotten Son. Sent His only begotten Son to die for my sins. You know, I believe it was Paul over there said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, He didn't die. And Moses, you know, he took him up there. Abraham took him up there. And we see here that he got up there and he told his servants, you stay here while me and the lad go worship. He said, we'll come back down. Well, we're going to sacrifice. And Isaac, they both took the wood and things up there and set everything up. Isaac said, well, I said, everything here, here's the wood. Says, where is the lamb? And Abraham said, God will provide Himself for me. And that's exactly what He did. He provided Himself a lamb, oh my friend. He provided Christ Jesus for us, the Lamb of God, oh my friend, to pay the debt for all our sins. That's what He did. But you know, I believe that when you hear the truth of God's Word, and my friend, it's preached with power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, and it troubles your heart. You know, Brother Taylor preached on hell. I tell you what, you know what keeps that fire burning? God's wrath.
Amen.
I believe it's God's wrath. Amen. I believe it's His fierce anger for those that fail to make peace with Him, those that fail to believe upon His Son. So, in the 32nd chapter, He says, if I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I I will render vengeance to mine enemies and reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, and from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto this his land and to his people. I'll stop reading right there. My friend, I'm telling you, there's a time coming. I believe it's the 6th chapter of Revelation. Talks about that time shall be no more. It talks about the stars will begin to fall. The sun will cease to shine, and the moon will turn as red as blood. And talks about, it says the stars will fall as the sins of an untied, of shaking from a fig tree, my friend. And it says that the heavens, the skies, will begin to roll together as a scroll. And time will be no more. And it says, great men, mighty men, men of renown shall fix your heart.
Man.
I pray. You know, and I started to thought this other just a few minutes ago. There used to be a bumper stickers I'd see every once in a while, you know, and it said, no fear. You know, I tell you what, there's something to be afraid of.
Amen.
I'll disagree. I can't remember it was, I don't know if it was Winston Churchill or who it was. the Bible says,
No way they could have been preserved if they hadn't been immediately covered up and those rocks formed around them. I tell you, my friend, God had destroyed this world.
Wickedness. He looked down and it says man's heart was wicked. It was wicked just all the time. Their thoughts were continually upon sin and wickedness. And God said, I'm going to destroy it. He destroyed it. But Noah, thanks be unto God, found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Listen.
And they didn't. And so the king, he got mad. He was angry, you know. And he commanded his servant, said he heated up 7 times more than normal. Heated up 7 times hotter than usual. And they heated that up so much. And they bound up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the ones that believed in God, that had been praying unto God, that held steadfastly in God. They bound them up. And he commanded some of the strong men, the mighty men, to cast them into the flame to kill them. In fact, that flame was so hot that it slew those men that cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego there. It killed them. They didn't even get into the flame. But, you know, it destroyed them. That's how hot that flame was. And then, so I want you to know that the flame of hell is much hotter than even that tonight. I want you to know that old rich man over there that asked for a drop of water, my friend, that he might have a drop on his stomach to cool it, brother, he's still calling out for a drop of water.
Amen.
And it's not being given unto him. He's still asking God for mercy. But see, you can't wait till after you die to ask God for mercy.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes says that wheresoever a tree falleth, there shall it lie. What's it saying? It says, wheresoever, when a man is chopped down out of this life, when he dies, whatever condition he's in, whichever way he falls, whether it's to the wicked or the righteous, there he'll be forever. So you're not going to get another opportunity. But see, after you die, it's too late.
Right.
The preparations has to be made this side of time. The preparations has to be made today. It has to be made now. It has to be made before you die, before you cross over. You have to be made ready.
And I'm telling you, I serve a God. My friend, in one place it says, fear not him that can destroy your body, that can take your life. I tell you what, I can go out here in Nashville tonight and, you know, I don't care nothing about somebody shooting me or stabbing me or anything like that. I don't want that to happen. But I tell you what, if they do tonight, all they've done is send me a quick trip home. Give me a quick trip home because I'm going home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
But let me tell you something.
Man.
And I'm telling you tonight, you might say, boy, this is is harsh. This is harsh. I'm telling you tonight, I believe it's Ezekiel 30 from the 33rd chapter. Talks about, oh, Solomon, warn my people. Said, when you see the sword coming, warn them to flee from the wrath that is to come.
Amen.
Listen, that's what I'm trying to do tonight. I want to warn you to flee from the wrath of God. And the only way you can do that is flee into the arms of Jesus tonight.
Amen.
There's no other way. You can't figure it out in your head. You can't walk yourself through salvation. Brother, you just got to surrender unto God. You know, so many. You know, I've seen people that were intellectuals that tried to reason about salvation out in their heads. Let me tell you, Sal, you can't reason salvation out in your head. You've got to reason it right here in your heart. You've got to seek Him. You've got to surrender unto Him. Let me tell you, give you this if you give me that. You're not buying a house. But I tell you what, you need to just surrender. Say, oh God, say, I want to meet your terms tonight. I completely surrender unto you.
Lord, help.
Seek Him with all of your heart. Flee from the wrath that's coming.
Amen.
Flee from the wrath that's coming. I want you to flee from the wrath. You know the good part about it? I talk about this and I talk about the wrath of God and I talk about hell and Him casting those that fail to believe in His Son into hell. You know, oh, but the good thing about it, brother, I tell you what, I can talk about it and I'm just as happy as a lark in my heart. The only problem I have, the only trouble I have, is I'm thinking about those that aren't me.
Amen.
That burdens my heart. But see, me suffering through it, I don't have to worry about it. Because I've got His blood on my soul.
Amen.
Praise God. His blood's on my soul. His blood has been applied.
Amen.
But listen, the reason I tell you about this wrath, the reason Brother Peter tells you about this hell, the reason I tell you about that how God's wrath is going to be against you, see, He's a loving, merciful God. You know, all the time that Noah was preaching while he was preparing the ark, those 120 years of preaching, you know, the whole time, you know, he was preaching unto them people and he was extending mercy unto them if they would just listen. I don't see as any of them listen. Most of them made fun.
Man.
A lot of people make fun of a God called preacher. Now, a lot of people come into this place and make fun. Say, all them people, they're just out of their minds. There's something wrong with them, brother. I tell you what, I love the Lord tonight. I'm full of His Spirit, and that's what's wrong with me. No, that's what's right about me.
Amen.
That's the only thing that's right about me. The only thing that's right about me. Brother, I'm not worth anything today. I want you to know, except for what Jesus done for me when He reached down and saved. I want you to have that.
Amen.
I want you to have what I have. You can hear about the wrath of God and say, boy, there's a song the Trinity Quartet used to sing. Says something about not one hair on my head will be in hell or will be burned or whatever. I can't remember how exactly it goes. That's pretty much the gist of it. I'm thankful today I don't have to worry about the flames of hell.
Amen.
Now I worry about other people having the experience of it. Brother, I don't have to worry about it. Jesus is your sanctuary. saved. Then later, Brother Danny got saved. You know, it's good. You know, she got saved last night. But you know, Joe, you can't look to her and thank you. I think that because she got saved, that you're automatically going to get saved. You've got to seek God for yourself.
Amen.
You've got to surrender. You've got to flee from that wrath. You've got to flee from that place called hell and flee into the arms of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a lot of people in the world that flee to the world, that flee to alcohol, that flee to drugs, that flee to this and that.
You flee from the wrath that is coming. That you'll look to Jesus, that you'll trust in Him, that you'll seek after Him, that you'll find yourself, my friend, fearful of the wrath of God. That you'll find yourself fearful from the flames of hell. I don't know what hell's going to be like. But I believe it's going to be far worse than anything that my mind could imagine. You know, during the wars, we had enemies like the Japanese and others that they devised many ways of torture. They torture our soldiers while they were incarcerated or while they were captive. They torture them. They do all kinds of anything they could think of that to inflict pain. But I tell you what, I don't think the world has known any pain like the pain of hell.
Amen.
Are you going to experience that tonight? There's a scripture in the Bible that says, who among us shall dwell in the eternal flame? Amen. Who among us is going to be cast into hell? Who among us is going to have to suffer the wrath of God being poured out? I tell you what, I heard a good analogy one time. I believe that Brother Bryce, and he's talking about hell, talking about the cross, and he said, you know, he said, the thing you need to do is flee to the cross where God already poured His wrath out. He poured it out there on Christ. Christ suffered. He paid the debt for our sins.
Amen.
Flee to the cross. You know, you're in a fire somewhere, you're out there, and you know, you don't want to go where the fire's going, you want to go to where it's already been. I tell you what, it was all Christ already suffered. He already suffered. You flee to Him.
Amen.
Flee to Him tonight and escape the wrath of God. Won't you seek God tonight before it's too late? You know, I pray that you'll flee the wrath to come. Let's have a song and let's follow the Lord. If you're here tonight and you need to pray, I know that there's already been some praying. Listen, it don't matter. Don't you worry about anyone else but you seeking God and finding Him precious to your soul. And don't worry about what anyone else thinks. Don't worry about whether anyone else is tired. Don't worry about those things. The most important thing in this building tonight is, my friend, your that as of right now is going to be cast into hell. Seek God. I love you. But you know what? The Lord loves you more. He loved you more. He died for you. He suffered for you. Let's have a song.